It is a Thursday afternoon. This is the Closing Market Report. Let's check in on this 14th day of August with Dan Zwicker. He's at CGB Grain in Mandeville, Louisiana. Hey, Dan, I want to ask you a question up front. Did CGB in your division change the name? Is it CGB Grain now, or is it still CGB Enterprises? or are they just in the process?
Well, CGB Enterprises is a corporate entity. And then Consolidated Grain and Barge is individual companies, too. So it's one of those lawyer nightmares. But no, we are CGB Enterprises, but I think everybody's wanting to kind of change their division to Grain Division, Marine Division. It's just more of a structural deal than
that's
anything.
That's why the Facebook page I follow you on for, follow the CGB Enterprises Facebook page, and it notified me that it was changing to CGB Grain for some reason.
Well, I think that's where we, when we first started it, it was CGB Enterprises, but what we want to do is, it is primarily a grain page, so we want to keep it as a grain page, so then the other divisions can go ahead and have their own pages, you know, like the Marine Division,
sure,
the Transportation Division, and whatnot. So that's what we're doing.
All right. So people can check that out on Facebook if they happen to use Facebook. And if they are Twitter followers, they can see you there, too, and follow you on Twitter. Either place, I think, they can see your updates in part, mostly on the Facebook page for your daily updates and what you're up to each and every day. And you give commentary at a couple of times a week at least, don't you?
I do it every day, yeah. Every day at noon. I do a midday.
Excellent. Okay, so let's talk about some of the commentary that we should take up this afternoon. Hey, this is the first time I've seen red or green across the board for a while. That's a nice sign from Chicago.
It's encouraging that we're leveling out. I think, you know, basically we've been trying to level out ever since the first part of August. So if you kind of look at the charts, the bean chart started turning kind of sideways back in mid-July, and then the corn chart started turning sideways there around the first part of August. And now, with today's advances, it is solidifying that we have shifted, at least temporarily, the corn trend to something in the sideways order. We did, December corn futures did break above its downtrending channel line. It did trigger a technical parabolic buy here today. So the key now will be how much follow through we can get in this market tomorrow. But if we hold today, this week's advance, we're on the verge of closing out the week with a weekly reversal to the upside. And if we could add a couple more cents to today's advance, we would have an outside up reversal in the corn market. So while that doesn't mean we're going to rally sharply, but it does tee up the technical side of the equation for the mega shorts to start covering. And I, you know, it's basically that the August crop report has come and gone. The production number came in way well under what the trade was thinking and actually expects as we go down the road. But it is what it is today, and until it changes, they have to live with that official estimate. So I think it does set up the stages for at least some kind of recovery of some kind in the corn market. Soybeans was a market that, you know, the trade was right on the average, or I mean USA gave the trade what it wanted, so it basically ran out of bearish news also. And exports still remain very stout. A lot of these old crop soybeans are going to have to be rolled into the new crop, so there's going to be strong soybean export program down here at the Gulf this fall. And harvest looks like it's going to be a couple weeks behind. We really haven't seen much out of Arkansas and northern Mississippi, and they're usually going full blast now or actually earlier than this. So everything's running a little later. And so I think it does spell well that maybe the market's going to follow kind of an average seasonal pattern, that we do have a little price strength going into Labor Day weekend. And then once the combines start rolling, we'll begin to hear all kinds of yield reports and whether or not the trade will start looking for USDA to raise the production number or leave it the same. So we still have a lot of discussion going on as far as what the production is. USDA did go way low, surprised everybody. You know, right away the bear will tell you that, you know, 9 out of 10 years, in big crop years, USDA understates the August crop report. So therefore everybody, does look for some higher numbers as we go into September. But we still have acreage changes, coming at us in October. I think the farm service agencies are going to release, I think, acreage numbers that were signed up Friday, if I'm not mistaken, and that'll give us a clue to see how close maybe USDA actually is on their acres.
Yep, that'll happen tomorrow. We'll try to make sure that everybody knows about those numbers. It may not come out until after the trade. I suspect that will be the case.
Yeah, if the corn number would come in based upon historical patterns and that, if the corn number would come in under 87, that would tell you that USDA's June 1 estimate's too high on corn acres. Because, see, when they did that survey, they said that 2 million acres were yet to be planted. And we don't know if those 2 million acres went to prevent plant or got planted or turned into silage. Don't know.
All right, well, we'll keep an eye on that one, and we can talk about it tomorrow. And then again next week, some interesting things out of the soybeans for the day. August went off the board. But what I'm seeing, and I think this is just part and parcel of the electronic trade and the way the settlement prices happens, is it's settled outside of the range.
the bonds and a lot of your financials have been doing that for years, and it doesn't make any sense. I guess that's the way it is. It really screws up charting programs, I can tell you that. But no, your financials have been doing that for years, and I think what it is after the market closes, their trade can't happen for a few minutes or a few seconds.
Right.
And if the last tick is outside that range, that's where it ends.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. So in this case, it was a long ways, relatively speaking, outside the range. It was 10.5 cents to 10.5 cents lower than the bottom trade of the day. So bottom trade was down at 12.35, and settlement price was $12.24.5. The whole thing finished 40 cents lower for the August. I guess that's an indicator that, you know, the spread between the August and the September, which is from 12.24.5 now to 10.98.25, needs to go lower as opposed to maybe higher. But you might have a better view of that than I.
Well, like I said, you know, short term here, I think the price action is constructive for some advances in here and some recovery rallies. And I guess that's kind of where I'm at in the marketplace between now and when the combines start rolling or until we get a September crop report, and that's probably not until like the 10th. We still have a couple, 3 weeks of weather yet, whether or not the rains peter out or if they're better than expected. And we still have to kind of get well into August before we would do probably any kind of shortness of the crop. If we did have a September frost of some kind, that could shorten up the crop. And so there's still some things yet out there to play around with. Argentina's in chaos. It sounds like it won't be too much longer, and the Ukraine and Russia will be in chaos. Export picture could change, you know, quite a bit over the next couple of months.
All right. Hey, thanks so much for joining us today.
Very well.
That's Dan Zwicker. He's with CGB Enterprises out of Mandeville, Louisiana. Joins us here on this Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report. Remember, you can always hear him again if you'd like. On our website, the address there is willag.org. That's willag.org. A couple of items. Thanks to all those folks who came out to Agronomy Day today. It was a fantastic day. Don't forget, Agronomy Day comes up every year right here on this campus. And you can look forward to another Agronomy Day. I'll be emceeing the event for the Agronomy Day on the Acresite or Purdue's Farm in Lafayette, Indiana. That's September the 5th, so mark that one. I'll tell you more about that a bit later in the program. Tonight, we have one of our first Will Ag panels for the summer season and into the fall. Actually, it is the very first one. That'll be down in Shelbyville. Matt Bennett, Jackie Vakes, and Sherman Newland will be along. The Shelbyville State Bank and MHIS Insurance are sponsors of that one. Starts at 6:30, the Lions Club. It's kind of hard to find, but I bet you'll be able to do that down in Shelbyville tonight. And then the meal is at 6:30 and the program at 7 o'clock. It's open, so come on down if you get the opportunity.